FDD now, Mr Farage.
Thank you. Mr Juncker, you've simply got this wrong. As I warned you in April, the Europeans' common asylum policy sets its terms so wide that to say that anyone that sets a foot on EU soil can stay, I said it would lead to a flow of biblical proportions, and indeed that is what we're beginning to see. And that's been compounded by Germany last week, saying that basically anyone can come. It's a bit too late now to draw up a list of countries from whom can stay and can't stay. All they have to do, as they're doing, is throw their passports in the Mediterranean and say they're coming from Syria. As we know, the majority of people that are coming, and the Slovak Prime Minister has been honest enough to say so, the majority that are coming are economic migrants. In addition, we see, as I warned earlier, evidence that ISIS are now using this route to put their jihadists on European soil. We must be mad to take this risk with the cohesion of our societies. If we want to help genuine refugees, if we want to protect our societies, if we want to stop the criminal trafficking gangs from benefiting as they are, we must stop the boats coming as the Australians did, and then we can assess who qualifies for refugee status. I noted your comments because there's a referendum coming in the United Kingdom. I look forward to seeing you in the UK. I know you intend to spend tens of millions of pounds of British taxpayers' money telling us what we should think. I have a feeling that the British people will warm to you on a personal level, but to suggest that getting rid of a few EU regulations is going to change our minds, sorry, unless you give Mr Cameron back control and discretion over our borders, the Brits, within the course of the next year, will vote to leave.
When campaigning, I was advocating a fair deal with Britain, and I'm totally convinced that we will have a fair deal with Britain. I've established in the structures of the Commission a specific special group for the negotiations with Britain, under the leadership, by the way, of a British citizen who is a European. That's not a contradiction. That's not a... Yeah. I was hesitating between Jonathan Faul and Nigel Farage, and then I made the choice. I took Jonathan Faul. And Nigel, of course, will be his greatest supporter, because the one is British and the other is British and European, so you have to come together, and you will, of course. Of course, the United Kingdom and the British government and the British policymakers are right when they criticise the European Union for being too bureaucratic, for this overdoses of regulation. It is the programme of my Commission to bring down this regulation, and under the leadership of... I will never forget the meeting I had before being appointed with Nigel Farage and his group. It was very sportive, open and frank, and not without humour. That's, by the way, the only quality we are sharing, humour. That's something, yes.